Today, we're actually going to be talking about, surprise, surprise, Thanksgiving. And I was thinking about Thanksgiving and giving thanks, and it's kind of one of those things that ever since we're little kids, we're told, like, hey, make sure you say thank you. Make sure you say thank you. Like, say thanks to that person. And, like, it is just kind of, it becomes ingrained in who we are to just say thanks without even kind of thinking about it. I actually recently picked up a little toy for a kid, and their mom was like, oh, make sure you say thank you. And you know how, like, little kids are, like, learning to say thank you? And he, like, looked at me, and he's like, that wasn't that impressive. I could have picked up the toy myself. And he gives you that, they give you that look. And then he's like, thank you. And it was, like, half-hearted, and I'm like, oh, he'll learn to say it with, like, a whole heart, hopefully. And sometimes it just becomes, like, what we use without even really thinking about it. Like, I don't know about you guys, but when I write an email, I start it by saying, hey, thanks for getting back to me, or, oh, I really appreciate your email, thank you. And then at the end of the email, I say thanks at least two or three more times at some point in the ending, and then you say thanks, and then put your name as your, like, sign-off, because regards sounds too formal, and sincerely the same thing. And I only say love at the end of my emails. I accidentally put it sometimes with people I don't know that well, but with my friends and family, I always put love. And when I send in my timesheet, I put love, Ben. That's true, 100% true. But we say thanks a lot, right? It becomes like who we are as people who say thank you for things. And I think that's really important to understand that we say thank you to each other, but that we also give thanks to God. The Psalms are full. Oh, there's a lot of whining and complaining and lamenting, but it's full of thanksgiving as well. In Psalm 9, 1-2, it says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. And I've heard people say that when we give thanks, that anytime we're giving thanks, we're reflecting the image of God. We're reflecting and we're saying we aren't dependent on just ourselves. We're not self-sufficient or wholly independent, but we depend on God. Most prayers have thanks involved when we pray. And we serve a God who is worthy of all praise and all thanksgiving and all glory. And when I think about God, and when we worship together, like tonight, I can't help but be blown away by the God that we serve. There's another psalm, Psalm 113, and when I read it, I'm just like, oh yeah, I want to give God all the praise and all the glory for his many blessings and the way he works. So let me just read the whole psalm. It says this, praise the Lord. It's like, give thanks and shout joyfully to the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes, with the princes of his people. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. When we hear those things, like he sits the poor beside the princes and he gives the barren woman children and, like, praise the Lord, I just get stoked. And I think about these things, but then I think sometimes in my own life, when I see people giving thanks for things, I think everything but praise the Lord. Well, let me get you in on this. You're like, oh, you're a horrible person. It sounds horrible, and sometimes it is. What I'm getting at here is that I think that there's something to when people are expressing thanks, when they're expressing gratitude, a lot of the time they don't say, hey, thanks, God. They just say, oh, I'm so blessed. I'm so thankful for this. They post a picture on Instagram of some cool thing they have, and it feels like a brag, and they put hashtag blessed, and that's probably not a thing anymore, but it was for a while, and I think I see it every now and again. And I'm like, eye roll. This person just bragging about their thing, and there's like, and I get cynical about it. I start being like, yeah, that person's so blessed. Yeah, bragger, whatever. But I think that that's the wrong way of viewing it. Even if they don't know Jesus, I think there's something about when we see people give thanks, when we hear people give thanks, that we need to recognize that the image of God is trying to come out in them. That they're trying to say, I'm not wholly dependent on myself, but instead I'm expressing this thanks into some unknown. I don't know if you guys have heard, there's a lot of people nowadays who journal and they'll express gratitudes at the end of the day and it makes them feel good. And like, I think there's something about that in when we have good days and bad days at the end of the day, expressing gratitude. And while they might be missing the part about knowing where it's coming from, how good of an opportunity is that for us who know Jesus to see the thanks being given and to say, even if it's just to ourselves, to say, God, I see your image in that person. I see that person giving thanks, and I pray that your Holy Spirit would work through that thanksgiving, through those praises, through that blessedness of that person. I pray that you would work so that they might come to know you, so they would know where to direct those praises and those thanksgivings. Imagine every time we saw someone get excited about something, we got excited with them. And we prayed into it with them. Whether that's on our own or maybe we know them really well and we can say like, hey, isn't it, it's so cool what's happening in your life. Like, tell me more about it. And investigating into it. And it's not always going to be about being like, well, you need Jesus and you need to know where it's directed because you're going to overwhelm some people. But there's other people you can say that directly to. And the first part of the message is just that. It's that we need to be people that see the image of God being reflected in people or trying to emerge out of people who don't know Jesus. And we need to thank God for that and pray that he would be able to get into their heart and into their mind. That he would penetrate everything about their being so that they would know him and be able to direct those praises. I heard a priest talking about, or I read about a priest talking about this, and he said we're Eucharistic beings. And the Eucharist, we're going to take part in it tonight, the Holy Communion. Eucharist means thanks or thanksgiving. It's this giving thanks to God. And what he says, when he says we're Eucharistic beings, he says, created according to the image and likeness of God, we receive our lives and all that is in the world around us as a gift from our Creator. We are not self-sufficient beings, but dependent upon God for all things. We are fully human when we are Eucharistic, when we're giving thanks, when we offer thanksgiving to God in a spirit of humility and gratitude. Thus, it belongs to our deepest human nature, our very interior structure, to be Eucharistic. And so when we see people giving thanks, and when parents are training their kids and they're saying, hey, make sure you give thanks to people, it's this expression that is just lying within us, that it's saying, hey, God, we know that we are dependent on you. And they might not know it cognitively, but they are made to give thanks and to give praise. So the first challenge is when you see people say things that they're blessed or they're so grateful or they're thankful for something, even if it's just to yourself, pray. Pray excitedly that God would speak to them through that thanksgiving, and also pray and thank God for that blessing that person has got. Because it's way more fun to celebrate people's blessings than to eye roll at them. And also, it's the more godly thing to do, too. Don't eye roll. But it will change your perception. And it will change how you think about things. And I know that it sounds like, but what if I pray to myself? It doesn't do that much. No. Because if we're going to get the second part of the message, where we're going to talk about in our interior lives, in ourself, in our relationship with God, we're going to be carrying the Holy Spirit in us. And God is going to move in amazing ways through our prayers and through our life. If we are given over to Him and we know where the thanks comes from, and when we pray for that image that is in someone else, God is going to work. So giving thanks, it's something that a lot of people do, right? And I said earlier that it's like it becomes second nature. And I don't think second nature part of Thanksgiving is a bad thing, but I think recognizing where we should give thanks and taking intentional time to give thanks to God is really important too. I don't think we should just always be like, oh, every time I'm thankful, I need to just stop and just stop, drop, hit my knees. Like it's like a fire emergency, apparently. You hit your knees and you give thanks to God and be like, yeah, I'll be there in 5 minutes. I got to give thanks to God. But we need to take intentional time to give thanks to God. And I think that's what this season can really be about. It can be a good, refreshing time to remember that our whole lives are meant to give thanks to God. That we are constantly supposed to give thanks to God. And that in so doing, our relationship with Him is going to change and grow. And the passage that is probably my favorite as far as giving thanks and being intentional about stopping to give thanks comes from Luke 17, 11 to 17. And it says this, "On the way to Jerusalem, he, being Jesus, was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices saying, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' When he saw them, he said to them, 'Go and show yourselves to the priests.' And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, 'Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?' And he said to him, the Samaritan, 'Rise, go your way. Your faith has made you well.'" Jesus came and did this amazing thing, right? He came and healed these 10 lepers. And he gave them a job. He told them, go and talk to the priests and show yourselves to the priests. And it's because they would have had to show themselves to the priests to show that they like didn't have leprosy, and they would go through this whole process and they'd get reintegrated into society. And so these people are stoked. They're so excited to go back to their families and their community, and they just are booking it. They're given a job. They see that they're healed. I don't doubt that not like all 10 are going to be thankful. They might even be in their heads thankful to God. They're like, oh, this is crazy. This is awesome. We got to go do what he told us to do because this is what he said. But I think a lot of the times, I know I get caught up in doing the tasks in my life, in doing the things, the directions that I've been given, and I don't stop to recognize the many ways that Jesus has blessed my life. I get so caught up in doing things that I feel like he's told me to do that I don't stop to thank him for all of the things that he has done and is doing. And so these 10 people get healed, and one stops to give thanks. And it was probably easier for this guy to stop and give thanks because he's a Samaritan. Maybe these other nine guys are all Jewish Galileans, and so they're going to get reintegrated with society. And he's like, I'm going to go into town, and then I'm going to leave town because I'm not one of them. But he stops and gives thanks. All 10 are healed physically, and some people will be like, he probably gave them all back leprosy except for this guy, and that's why it says he was healed. I don't think that's what Jesus did. That's funny, but not funny. But what happens is that all 10 are healed physically, but because the one stopped and gave thanks, he's the only one who's healed spiritually. He is the one who understands that he is wholly dependent on God. He knows that he is made well in the physical because of God. And Jesus says, you are made well in the spiritual because of your recognition, because of your thanks that you've given, because of your faith. For each and every one of us, we can be thankful for the many blessings in our lives. We can see people being thankful. But when we understand that it is all God who gives us everything, that everything that we have is given by God. We just finished a series about stewardship. That everything we have is from God. And he deserves all praise, glory, and thanks. That when we understand that, we are made well spiritually. We are made more right. We are enlivened by the Holy Spirit, and God dwells in us more richly because of our identification of our dependence on him. And so as you walk around, the more that you give God thanks, the more that you give him the glory, the more that you praise him for everything that he's provided you with, in the hard times and in the good times, in the spiritual, the Holy Spirit is like radiating from you. Jesus begins to work through you. And that part that we talked about earlier where you see people giving thanks and you get to pray. I'm not saying that your prayers are more powerful. I don't know exactly how that works. But I know that when we recognize and we relate with God, when we commune with him, when we understand that we are Eucharistic beings made in his image, we understand the rhythm and the flow of what God is doing in our lives and how we can respond to it. We start to understand how God wants us to move and act. And God will do amazing supernatural things in your life and the lives around you. The more that you stop in the midst of the busyness, in the midst of finals and final papers and holiday seasons, if we stop to give him thanks, he's going to move in you and move around you. But it takes us turning back, stopping, and giving him thanks. It takes pausing to make sure we know where all blessings flow from. So the first challenge is to pray and to thank God when you see thanks being given and pray that God would move in them. And that you might, maybe it'll be you or maybe someone else will be able to jump in and tell them how much Jesus loves them. And then the second challenge is to stop. Especially amidst this busy season coming up. We got a big run between now and start of next semester, right? Of holidays and fun things and busyness with school, stress with school. Stop and give thanks. Paul says this in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. So in the tough and in the good and all of the in-between, stop and give thanks and know that you are being healed and you are being made more right in the name of Jesus, the more that you constantly give yourself over to Him, give thanks to Him, and depend on Him.